Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norma Greenbaum bringing us back 17 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels, author of Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, co-author of that book, and also when Mr. Surf and his buddy invented the Internet decades ago. Mike was just a kid. He was right out of elementary school when he in the cubicle right next door to them, folks. So he's seen it all. He saw the Internet from when it was just a gleam in somebody's eye to what it is today. He was involved in the growth of it in the 90s as president of ICANN, an organization that I've studied quite a bit about and I know most of you know about. Mike, thanks again for being here, and thank you again for your service to all of us over the years.
Oh, Jim, great to be with you.
So remind me the organization. You're working with several organizations now on your work on the cyber world.
One of the projects we've had for the last couple of years, Jim, that's very active, has been over at the American Enterprise Institute in Washington, and that's been our Global Internet Strategy Project. And we've brought experts in. We've had 24 people on our National Advisory Board that are some of the greatest experts in the country on cybersecurity. We've talked to hundreds of people in the government, the private sector, put out a major report recently called the American Strategy for Cybersecurity, Advancing Freedom, Security, and Prosperity, with all of the recommendations about what our country needs to be doing to protect all of us.
Well, give us some of the high points.
Oh, there were four major things, Jim, that came out of this after looking at the whole picture for a year and a half. The first one centered around Internet freedom and human rights, and we delved in to the fact that what we've got is a threat to human freedom through the misuse of cyber technology by all kinds of authoritarian states, and that the United States needs to take strong actions to protect all of our values. And anybody who knows about what's going on in the Internet and how China has built the great Chinese firewall around that country, they know this is a problem, and this is a tremendous threat to the free world. Second thing we talked about was the attacks upon international trade, digital commerce. What we believe, Jim, and I'm a strong believer in that, is that our adversaries around the globe are attempting to shut down our private sector Internet companies and try to regulate their products, the way they operate, and they won't let you into their markets unless we reveal our source code, which is unbelievably valuable.
Now, I've been hearing, and in fact, I reported on it earlier this week, where, for example, Russia won't let a company bring their products into their country unless they reveal their code. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly right. And China has basically been building a multi-trillion dollar global
digital. Are we doing it? Are we giving them our source codes?
Well, the reports so far are that three of our major companies have agreed to do that. I don't know that that's a confirmed report.
Why would we do that? Can the government stop them from doing that?
The government could figure out a way to pressure them economically and diplomatically and other ways, Jim, to keep that code secure in our companies. Because if those reports are true, and we've seen it in China, what this says to us is that we've got a global campaign to get the jewels of our technology out of our major technology companies, or else you can't operate in those economies. Mm-hmm. And this is what we've come to. And my concern for 35 years dealing with the Internet and all aspects of it and building Internet companies and being in cybersecurity companies where we work all over the world is we were going to reach the point where our military and political adversaries would start to attempt to injure us financially and competitively in market after
that's
market.
That's the next war zone, isn't it? It's not on the battlefield.
We're already there, Jim. You know, people talk about, how far are we into this? We're a long way into this. And what it goes to is jobs and the United States freedom of operation around the globe. This mm-hmm. is what we're talking about.
Do you think that countries like Iran and China and Russia and their proxy Syria and northern Korea, do you think that those are sort of shiny objects for Americans, and while they're keeping us focused on that, that we're not paying attention to the fact that they're really undermining us in the cyberspace?
Jim, that's a great point that your listeners ought to think about what you just said. This is a large part of what is going on. Let's use the example, for instance, of the current controversy that has taken up the large majority of the time of the United States Congress and our press, which is, did the Trump administration and their campaign collude with the Russians?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, the Russians, as far back as the Soviet Union, have been attempting to disrupt elections in the entire
right.
free world since
right.
the Cold War, 40 or 50 years.
Right.
This is an active campaign. They try mm-hmm. to divert our attention and get the United States.
Well, and they had some local politicians, some U.S. politicians, who helped them by using that as a handy way of diverting from their own problems.
Oh, no question. But yes, your point is exactly right. We've got things that occupy.
Are we
our
asleep
time.
At the switch? Is America asleep at the switch on that?
Oh, totally asleep.
Did the Obama administration put us at jeopardy?
Well, any listener on your program should think about the question: are we safer today
right.
than we were 8 years ago?
I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to ask if, okay. if Mike thinks the new administration is any better, and what's going on here, folks. We got to pay attention to this. Get your head out of Facebook and pay attention to these kinds of stories.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.